New South Wales opposition leader Mark Speakman has criticised both the state government and the rail union for jeopardising the New Year's Eve celebrations. It comes following a decision by the Rail, Tram and Bus Union to keep their planned industrial action on a much lower scale for the day to avoid disruptions. The union had threatened to push forward with their action, with the state government considering cancelling New Year's Eve fireworks display. Such a move would have caused massive financial damage to businesses, with the economic impact on the night estimated at $280 million. Mr. Speakman says the relationship between the union and the state government is what led to the current dispute.
The underlying problems are twofold. You've got a greedy militant union that treats the public with disrespect, and you've got a weak government that has signalled to the union repeatedly that it is open to giving these people large pay claims. Chris Minns did that at the election. He promised significant pay rises to union bosses. On election night, he's told the unions that he would look after them because they had looked after him in the election. The Labor Party, we know, is tied to the unions.